Sanctuary, Massachusetts, 11 illegal aliens accused of stealing $1.4 million in food stamps, disability benefits. By John Binder on June 18, 2026. The Department of Justice, DOJ, has announced charges against 15 individuals, including 11 illegal aliens, for a benefits fraud scheme in which the suspects allegedly stole some $1.4 million in food stamps, health benefits, disability benefits, and unemployment benefits. At a press conference in Boston, Massachusetts, Thursday, federal officials detailed the charges brought against the 11 illegal aliens and 4 American citizens, including how much each individual is accused of stealing and from which benefits programs. Heriberto Rodriguez of Framingham, Massachusetts, is charged with passport fraud, SNAP fraud, and aggravated identity theft in connection with $546,463 in total benefit fraud loss, $175,182 in mass health fraud, $146,944 in Social Security fraud, $185,194 in HUD fraud, and $39,000 in SNAP fraud. Miriam Chalas, 33, a U.S. citizen living in Salem, NH, is charged with making false statements in connection with $266,000 in mass health fraud, $25,000 in Social Security disability fraud, and $12,000 in SNAP fraud. Santo Escolástico Cuello, 56, a Dominican national unlawfully living in Worcester, Massachusetts, is charged with aggravated identity theft and making false statements relating to a health care program in connection with $162,180 in mass health fraud. John Doe, age unknown, suspected to be in the United States illegally, is charged with false representation of a Social Security number, aggravated identity theft, and making false statements relating to a health care program in connection with mass health fraud totaling $75,000. John Doe, age unknown, suspected to be in the United States illegally living in Quincy, Massachusetts, is charged with illegal acquisition or use of SNAP benefits, theft of government funds, and aggravated identity theft in connection with SNAP benefit fraud totaling $11,000. Mario Baez Romero, 45, a Dominican national unlawfully living in Somerville, Massachusetts, is charged with aggravated identity theft and passport fraud in connection with $26,942 in SNAP fraud and $48,785 in mass health. Baez Romero was allegedly encountered during an interdiction of a recreational vessel near Key Biscayne in Miami, Florida, in May 2026. Richard Odeliz Villegas Nunez, 35, a Dominican national unlawfully living in Allston, Massachusetts, is charged with aggravated identity theft and unlawful production of an identification document in connection with $48,865 in mass health fraud. Miguel Diaz Matos, 54, a Dominican national living in Lynn, Massachusetts, is charged with illegal acquisition or use of SNAP benefits, theft of government funds, and aggravated identity theft in connection with $13,431 in SNAP fraud and $50,494 in mass health fraud. John Doe, age unknown, suspected to be in the United States illegally, is charged with making false statements related to a healthcare program in connection with $32,717 in mass health fraud. John Doe, age unknown, suspected to be in the United States illegally, living in Lynn, Massachusetts, is charged with aggravated identity theft and making false statements relating to a health care program in connection with $38,776 in mass health fraud. Mittal Patel, 40, an Indian national unlawfully living in Worcester, Massachusetts, is charged with conspiracy to commit visa fraud, in which co-conspirators staged a false armed robbery of a convenience store to allow victims such as Patel to seek U visas as victims of violent crimes. Santo Tejada Sanchez, 48, a Dominican national unlawfully living in Haverhill, Massachusetts, is charged with aggravated identity theft, theft of government funds, and SNAP benefit fraud totaling $4,054. Jennifer Ferran, 48, a U.S. citizen living in Haverhill, Massachusetts, is charged with theft of government property, Social Security fraud and furnishing false information to Social Security in connection with over $29,000 in Social Security fraud. Owen Landry, A/K/Aoski, 24, a U.S. citizen living in Haverhill, Massachusetts, is charged with theft of government property, Social Security fraud and furnishing false information to Social Security in connection with over $29,000 in Social Security fraud, and Yahaira Diaz Gomez, 45, a Dominican national living in Mattapan, Massachusetts, is charged with making false statements relating to a healthcare program in connection with $48,694 mass health fraud. United States Attorney Leah Foley suggested that the charges are only the beginning in a broader anti-fraud effort by her office to take down individuals abusing the nation's benefits programs. There isn't any place else in the world where you can go and be handed free food, free housing, free healthcare, and free monthly checks while being in the country illegally, Foley said. However, it appears that you can come to Massachusetts and steal as many benefits as you want without fear and without any accountability. This is all ending on my watch. Beginning today, we will be announcing benefit fraud charges on a rolling basis. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said each of the illegal aliens will be deported once their sentences are served, should they be convicted. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.